Who is my neighbor? We are presented today with one of Jesus' most famous parables, the Good Samaritan. However, when we read the parable, we have to remember that Jesus doesn't give this parable without any context. Rather, the parable is an answer to a question: who is my neighbor? This is important for us to keep in mind as we hear it, reflect on it, pray with it, and try to understand it. The reason for the scholar's question, who is my neighbor, is actually somewhat legitimate. Why? Because he's asking Jesus how he would interpret a particular verse in the Old Testament, specifically from the book of Leviticus. In the book of Leviticus, we hear that one should love one's neighbor as themselves. And this verse of love one's neighbor is sandwiched between a verse which speaks of doing no harm to your fellow people and welcoming and caring for the stranger among you. So thus, in those times, there arose some debate about what neighbor meant. Is it a fellow Israelite? Is it a stranger? Who is my neighbor? And so Jesus responds to the scholar's question with the parable of the Good Samaritan. We all know it, but let's review it one more time. A priest and a Levite, they see this man beaten and bruised and left half dead, and they do nothing. They simply pass by. A priest and a Levite were two people who would have been considered to be probably morally outstanding and who followed the law with more dedication. But they pass by on the other side of the road, totally disregarding this Jewish man, another Israelite. But the Samaritan traveler, he sees this Jewish man who had come from Jerusalem lying on the side of the road, and we hear, as Jesus says, he was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. To Jesus' audience, especially to the scholar he is speaking with, this parable would have been quite shocking. Why? Because the hero is a Samaritan. And Samaritans and Jews were rivals, enemies. Let's recall that just 2 weeks ago, in the gospel on Sunday, when Jesus was journeying to Jerusalem, they came to Samaria where they didn't welcome Jesus. And what did James and John want to do but to call down fire from heaven on them? Like I said, they were enemies and rivals. But here the Samaritan is the hero, the one who acts. But let's go back to the text just for a moment. I believe something really important is said that we don't often consider and don't even think about when we read right past it. After Jesus gives the parable, what does he ask the scholar? Does he ask him, okay, who is your neighbor? I mean, Jesus did answer the question that the scholar had, who is my neighbor, with the parable. So one might think that Jesus would say, okay, after I've told you this parable, what is the answer to your question, who is my neighbor? But he doesn't. Rather, this is what he asks. Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? In other words, Jesus asks, which of these three made himself a neighbor to the robber's victim? You see, Jesus turns the question around. In short, he's telling the scholar, you're asking the wrong question. The question is not so much, who is my neighbor, but rather, to whom shall I make myself neighbor to? Again, the question is not so much, who is my neighbor, but rather, to whom shall I make myself neighbor to? The Samaritan, the hero, the one who fulfills the law, did not allow the enmity between the two peoples stop him from showing mercy. He shows mercy to the man who was a Jew. He shows compassion to the man who was his quote-unquote enemy. And Jesus not only tells a scholar, but he tells us today, go and do likewise. Go and show mercy. Go and show love. To whom, you may ask? Anyone and everyone, no exceptions. Even if it is your enemy, even if it is someone who made themselves enemy to you, your job is to make yourself neighbor to them. You see, your neighbor is not just those who you want to love, but those who also need the love of Christ Jesus. And those who need the love of Christ Jesus is every person we encounter. Every person is in need of love. Every person is in need of our mercy, especially our enemies. But you see, the key is, don't wait until they make themselves your neighbor. Make yourself neighbor to them. Considering this understanding of the parable, listen to the words of St. Augustine commenting on this passage. The whole human race, you see, is that man who was lying on the road, left there by bandits half dead, who was ignored by the passing priest and Levite, or the passing Samaritan stopped by to take care of him and help him. In this Samaritan, the Lord Jesus Christ wanted us to understand himself. As St. Paul says to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 10, Christ loved us and saved us while we were still enemies of God. We made ourselves enemies through sin. And the Lord did not wait for us to become his neighbor, for it was impossible. The enemy tricked us into stripping ourselves of our dignity and beating ourselves up through sin, and he left us half dead. But the Lord Jesus had compassion on us, was moved with pity for us. The Word became flesh. The Word made himself our neighbor by becoming one of us. He stooped down from the heavens and through now his passion, death, and resurrection raises up humanity. And through the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, confession, he has poured oil and wine on our wounds and cared for us. Jesus Christ did not wait for us to become his neighbor. He made himself our neighbor while we were enemies. The Samaritan is Jesus. If we wish to be his disciples, we must go and do likewise.